There is good news for public transport users in Stockport. The new 377 bus service begins operating today, connecting Woodford Garden Village with Stockport Town Centre. The service will operate from Monday to Saturday and forms part of wider changes to the B network timetable across Greater Manchester. Passengers are advised to check the latest timetable before travelling, as a number of other bus services are also seeing changes from today. A survivor of the Crumpsall synagogue attack says Manchester's Jewish community continues to face serious security concerns. Yoni Finley, who was injured during the attack in October 2025, says his son has since received death threats. He says members of the Jewish community still do not feel safer almost a year after the attack. The concerns have renewed attention on community safety and the protection of places of worship across Greater Manchester. In Stockport, a local mother is preparing to walk an extraordinary 150 miles for charity. Sarah Brown will leave Stockport this Friday and plans to walk all the way to Newcastle, completing the journey over 9 days. She is raising money for CALM, the Campaign Against Living Miserably, a suicide prevention organization which supported her during a difficult period in her life. Her challenge aims to raise both funds and awareness of the importance of mental health support. In Rochdale, 4 more teenagers have been arrested following the stabbing of a 13-year-old boy. The victim remains in hospital following the attack. Greater Manchester Police have introduced additional stop and search powers in the town centre as part of their response to the incident. Those enhanced powers are expected to remain in place until 3 p.m. today. The investigation is continuing. And finally, police are reminding motorists to drive according to weather conditions after a dramatic motorway crash in Salford. A Ferrari was completely wrecked after its driver lost control in wet conditions on the M602. Despite the extent of the damage, no injuries were reported. Police are using the incident to remind drivers that stopping distances increase significantly on wet roads, and that speed should always be adjusted when conditions deteriorate. That's your local news update for Tuesday, the 1st of September, 2026.